89.9 FM, located on unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Kicking things off this week with the brand new album from US Girls, where if you type that out and forget to put dots in between, you'll find it comes up as Us Girls. It's all very relevant. New album's called Half Free, out on 4AD. US Girls is the project of Megan Remy from Toronto. Play the song Red Comes in Many Shades. It's a terrific album. I suggest you all go check it out. Listening to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9. It's going to get noisy after this one for a while as well.
Thank you.
Tuned in to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 101.9. A disturbing, noisy set. What we just heard and what is still trailing off here in the background is a new release from Dias Records. D-A-I-S, Dias, as in speaking from the dais. And they're based out of Brooklyn, record label based out of Brooklyn. Noise. Dark noise music, and this artist is called Drekka, D-R-E-K-K-A. New release called Unbeknownst to the Participants at Hand, and this is part three, not to be confused with Unbeknownst to the Participants at Hand, parts one and two, those smash hits. Before that was Dan Friel has a new release on Thrill Jockey Records called Life, simply titled Life. I'm not sure. When you use a title like that, you should have a real good idea of what you're doing. It's just going to end up in this mass, this anonymous mass of music and art if you call your album Life. Anyhow, it's pretty good. Sleep Deprivation was the song. Thrill Jockey continues to have a terrific year. And US Girls kicked off the set. A very good new album on 4AD called Half Free. And that is the project of Megan Remy from Toronto. Speaking of Toronto, Hussey, great band on Buzz Records. new record is called Basque, and I'm going to play, it's a good album altogether, although the song that sticks out to me that I will probably just continue to play is called Feeder. You'll notice the vocals on this are female vocals. I'm blanking on her name now, but her side project, the member of Hussey, is Animai, which also has a good album from earlier this year called Sallows. Very different in style to what Hussey is. It's more ambient. I want to call it relaxing, but it's a little bit softer than what Hussey is. Anyhow, Feeder, song from the new record Basque. And then we'll hear some more from Buzz Records. Dilly Dally out of Toronto, who opened up for Mets here in Vancouver a couple months ago. Their full length called Soar is just about to be released in October. And it's quite good. It's grunge music in 2015. Anyhow, kick things off with Feeder by Hussey here on Music for the Observant on CITR 101.9 FM.
You can't even feel. magazine, go to sea with Francesca Belcourt.
I've been alone for a while now.
Also featuring articles on TV Ugly, Other Jesus, DWAC Zine, Mesa Luna, Vivo, New Editions, and Jessica McQueen. Discorder is available around town at Vancouver venues, record stores, and more. Special thanks to this month's advertisers, Victory Square, Accordion Noir, Union Events, Neptune, Viv, Fringe, Recruit in Canada, The Rio, The Rickshaw, Vinyl Records, Project Space, Hastings Crossing Business Improvement Association, Live Van, and AMS Events.
Are you looking for career information relevant to your arts degree? Come check out Work Your BA, a career workshop series specifically designed for art students. Find out what you can do with your major, learn how to improve your resume, discover the secrets to networking, and much, much more. For more information, visit www.arts.ubc.ca/students/workyourba.
Thank you.
still tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, Muzak for The Observant, every Thursday, 2 p.m. Long set there. Just heard Empty Heads from Calgary. You know, as you heard, straightforward alt punk, I guess, on Dead Offensive Records. Quick, enjoyable, four-track EP, self-titled. Before that was She Serpent, came out a few months ago, gothy, proto-goth. And then some Buzz Records highlights. The new one from Hussey is great, Basque, played the song called Feeder. And after that was Dilly Dally from Toronto. Their album is called Soar. They played here a couple months ago with Metz, opened up for Metz, and they're headlining their own show here in Vancouver coming up very soon. I shouldn't have even brought it up because I don't know the exact date, but I saw a poster for it. I'll get back to you with that. Anyhow, this show is a music department show trying to highlight the newest, the freshest cuts coming into CITR here. Also meant to highlight some of the in-studio performances we've been having, we've been trying to have in our new building. And we had one this last week on Tuesday on Shay's show, Shine On, every Tuesday from 1 to 2 p.m. She had a band from Calgary called Fever Feel come and play live. It's the middle of the afternoon, people walking around, some people enjoying it, some people not enjoying it as much, but we're figuring it out. It was very good. Jam Rock from Calgary. They then played later that evening at, is it Imperial, I think? Anyhow, I'm going to play a clip from that performance. If you want any more, if you want to hear the whole set, go ahead and check out CITR.ca, new website. Can't believe I haven't mentioned it yet. Just launched last night, brand new website, all looks very nice, orange and black themed, in time for Halloween. It's all very beautiful. You can go to Shine On's show page, check out the podcast from September 22nd, and it is Fever Feel's performance. I'm going to play one of the songs from it. Don't know exactly what it's called, just because they weren't really detailing it, but it's a long burner, 7 minutes or so. Hope you enjoy it. This is Fever Feel live from CITR this past Tuesday. Thank you.
Saturday, September 26th, Seattle indie rock band Chastity Belt are playing at the Biltmore Cabaret with guests Le Chaussette and Strange Wilds. Chastity Belt is on tour to support their new album, Time to Go Home, on Harley Art Records. This is an early show. Doors at 7 p.m., curfew at 11 p.m. Tickets are $12 in advance and available online at ticketweb.ca. Tickets are also available at Red Cat Records and Zulu Records. Sponsored by CITR.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Bugger off, you bloody sod. Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
CITR 101.9 FM, Music for the Observant. You just heard a brief segment from a live performance that we did in studio this Tuesday, this past Tuesday afternoon, the 22nd, on Shine On. It's a show hosted by Student Executive Events Coordinator Shay McConkie. Fever Feel is a band from Calgary. They are coming through town and dropped by the station to play a set for us. Lots of people running around, some people yelling to turn things down, etc. We took care of it. We handled it. People kept their cool, kept their heads, and it's a very nice set. We're jamming out, and it's great. That's what we want to do. Open up our doors. Everybody can hear us. So if you want to hear the rest of that set, head on over to the brand new CITR website and look up Shine On Tuesdays 1 to 2 p.m. and you can find the podcast. Alrighty then, last third of the show here, let's get some more brand new music in. Kurt Vile, believe I played something from this last week, but why not do it again? Believe I'm Going Down is the new record on Matador, and it is Kurt giving us his melancholy, possibly, but I would say hopeful and reconciled life wisdom. I'm going to play the song All in a Day's Work, All in a Day's as in D-A-Z-E, very self-referential considering his last record was called Waken on a Pretty Days, D-A-Z-E. Nostalgic, reflective, pensive. All in a Day's Work from Believe I'm Going Down. And then I think we'll hear some Telstar Drugs on a new record label cassette label out of Montreal, which is quite intriguing. I'll explain it in a second. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM. Stay tuned.
All in a day's working, all in She come flying through like a traveling gypsy show tornado, leaving us lying there bleeding, cut wide open, hearts broken. Guess I got my mind well twisted, and I will all in a day's working, 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 all in a hall, in a hall, in a day's work.
That was Telstar Drugs, a group from Montreal. Let me, where did I put it? Here it is. Egg Paper Factory is a new cassette label in Montreal. Now it's putting out some kind of bizarre, interesting music. Telstar Drugs, Sona Teen is what the album's called. Kind of lo-fi alternative, but then some of the songs in the album are pretty much just hazy, like electronic music. There's also another group that we recently received off of this label called The Family Band. And the way I described it, I don't know if it's fitting, but it's as if it's a family band, if it's in fact a family, it'd be like the Royal Tannenbaums in like on a trip to Italy. So like Royal Tannenbaums movie series, that not in Italy, in India, sorry. Royal Tannenbaums going on a goofy vacation to India. That's what The Family Band sounds like. I'm not going to be able to sneak them into the show this week. However, just wanted to put that out there. Egg Paper Factory, new cassette label out of Montreal. And it's intriguing, I would say. Close things out here this week on Muzak for the Observant, CITR 11.9. A group on Rough Trade Records called Girl Band. I'm not a big fan of the name. I found this out. I didn't find this out. I thought about this not too long ago. How often all male groups co-opt names that are like female names or are ironically playing on a female name. It is extremely difficult to think of all female groups or all women in a group that take a male name and co-opt it and make it ironic. And so it started to bug me as I've noticed this. So Girl Band is a group with no women in the band. There are bands like that are named Susan and things like that that are all males. But it's hard to think of all female groups that do that. Frankie is a decent example. Group from here in Vancouver, all women, called Frankie. But you don't see it all that often. And anyhow, it's just random thoughts. Girl Band, I had never heard of them. And then just checked out this new record called, is it Trouble? No, I think it's something else. Holding Hands with Jamie is what the album's called. And it's pretty good. So despite my misgivings of their band name, maybe we should have a rebranding, a sit down and try to rebrand. Holding Hands with Jamie is pretty good, pretty noisy, pretty, it's more experimental than I was anticipating, and harkens back maybe to some more classic Rough Trade records from back in the 80s or so. Anyhow, that's what I'm going to close things off with. The opening track, Bongo, off of Holding Hands with Jamie by Girl Band. You've been listening to Muzak for the Observant on CITR 11.9. Marco should be up next with Astro Talk, so stay tuned. And then some sports, Thunderbird Eye, following at 3:30. Also, go to Horses Records tonight and check out the cassette release of Lieutenant Frank Dickens, who's Dan from Peace. Cowboy City Rockers will also be playing that new band of Andrea Lukic and Hugo, our very own Hugo Noriega. So check that out, free show. And this is Girl Band on CITR 11.9.